Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. Very glad that you could join me once again here on a very beautiful day in the month of June, which of course is Gay Pride Month. So we will have to acknowledge that today. And I think the best way that I could think of acknowledging that is with someone named Randy Rainbow. I know you know who he is. Here he is with a song first sung by Ethel Merman in Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun.
I want a wedding in a big church with bridesmaids and flower girls, a lot of ushers in tailcoats, reporters and photographers, a ceremony with a bishop who will tie the knot and say,
marriage is for one man and one woman for life, that's the way that it works best.
Unless you're gay. I want a wedding ring surrounded by diamonds and platinum, a big reception at the Waldorf with champagne and caviar. I want to dress like Kim Kardashian had, everything big, not small. If I can't have that kind of a wedding, I don't want to get married at all.
I believe that marriage was defined by God a long time ago. Marriage is almost as old as dirt, and it was defined in the garden between Adam and Eve, one man, one woman, for life, till death do you part. So I would never attempt to try to redefine marriage. Marriage is for one man and one woman for life. That's the way that it works best.
Unless you're gay, I think that
it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization.
We need to attack sin.
I don't want to get married at all.
With great determination.
If it's not a big wedding, I don't
want to
get married at all.
Oh my God, what just happened?
This was the rapture.
Oh, shit.
Don't we just love him? My goodness, the amount of entertainment that man has given us over the last 5 years, just pretty incredible. And speaking of an old-fashioned wedding, it's pretty difficult for those of us who are a little older to even believe that we actually have the right to get married. And it's, as all rights are, a delicate issue. Let's remain vigilant and keep it that way. So I've got Paul McCartney wishing us all the best.
Velvet, I can wish you for the color of your coat and fortune smiling all along your way. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Mansions I can wish you, 7 footmen all in red, and calling cards upon a silver tray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. Standing there, gazing at you, full of the bloom of youth. Standing there, gazing at you with a sheepish eye and a look of the truth. Music I can wish you, merry music while you're young, and wisdom when your hair has turned to gray. But more I cannot wish you than to wish you find your love, your own true love this day. With a sheepish eye and a look of the truth, and the strong arms to carry you away.
Sometimes I go out bouncing and I look across the water, and I think of all the things I could do, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home where my body's been a mess, then I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dance. Won't you come on over?
Amy Winehouse singing about Valerie. Yeah, boy, I wish she would have lived long enough to record more. I just think she was brilliant, just a brilliant jazz singer, really. Well, we have Bob Dylan, who recorded this wonderful song for an album that was sort of an alternative wedding album. And it's called Universal Love, Wedding Songs Reimagined. And here he is with the classic.
She dressed in silks and lace and owned a Rolls Royce car. Now he seems quite out of place, like a falling star. Race around my kitchen sink, happy as can be. I just have to stop and think why he fell for me. I'm not much to look at, nothing to see. Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. He'd never holler, he'd live in a tent. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he'd love to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny. No other way and no better plan than to end it all and let him go to some other man. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer his one little smile. I got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Thank you.
Just a little room or two can more than do a little man and wife. That's if they're contented with the little things in life. Living on a larger scale would soon entail a lot of care and strife. We could be so happy with the little things in life, dear. A little rain, a little sun, a little work, a little fun, a little time for loving when the day is done. And a little thing that cries for lullabies could make a man and wife tell the world how much they love the little things in life. Great big houses with great big rooms were not fashioned for brides and grooms. A little place is where we should be. Great big troubles and great big cares come from houses with marble stairs. A little place for you and for me.
Things in life. That was Loudon Wainwright III, that would be Rufus's dad, singing about those very important things. One of my favorite bands is Pink Martini, and here they are with a song of inspiration. It's called Hang On, Little Tomato.
Just take a look inside you and you'll find
Here's another from Pink Martini. You know, I don't know if it's because I am having the after effects of the latest COVID booster shot, but I am really into this music today and the power of music. I'm always astounded at how many great bands there are, wonderful musicians and composers and singers. Okay, I'll stop. Speaking of which, I've got Nina Simone, who is talking about Memphis in June.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June and my cousin Miranda. She's making a blueberry pie. I can see the clock outside, a ticking and a talking. Everything's so peaceful and dandy. I can see my grandmama across the street still rocking, watching all the neighbors go by. Oh my. Memphis and June, sweet Oleander, blowing perfume in the air everywhere. Up jumps the moon to make it so much grander. It's paradise, honey. Take my advice, honey. 'Cause there's nothing like old Memphis in
I feel that sultry weather. I think we've come into summer. All of a sudden, I'm digging for a pair of shorts in the back of a closet. And boy, those woolen scarves on the coat rack just are not doing it. So you're in the Hudson Cafe. I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC Community Radio, radio for open ears, where we serve both sides of the mighty Hudson River. And of course, points much further afield. Well, I hope you'll pitch in and support our ongoing efforts to keep you informed and entertained. Go to WGXC.org and click on Donate. If you're new to our community, you want to feel more a part of the community, make that contribution. We're here for you. Become a sustaining member. Support WGXC, one of the oldest and finest cultural institutions in the Hudson Valley. We just heard from Nina Simone, who painted a portrait of Memphis in June. Here's Laura Nero with a New York City song of summer.
Top of the stairs. found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room.
I'm so happy to see Laura Nyro receiving more tribute from younger artists and even artists that were her contemporaries who are now talking about how influential she was to them. And I include Joni Mitchell in that category and Ricky Lee Jones. I've just been reading her autobiography, which is really quite something. And she talks about how Laura blew her mind and was tremendously influential on what she wrote. I think you can hear it when you listen to Ricky Lee. Coming up, another city song, this one by Rod Stewart. He wrote this about a friend of his who unfortunately suffered for the worst parts of the city. It's called The Killing of Georgie.
Changing ways, so-called liberated days. A story comes to mind, a friend of mine. Georgie boy was gay, I guess. Nothing more or nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain. The afternoon George tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Paul says there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him? Leaving home on a Greyhound bus, cast out by the ones he loves, a victim of these gay days, it seems. Georgie went to New York town, where he quickly settled down and soon became the toast of the great white way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite and all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. Along the boulevards he cruised and all the old queens blew a fuse. Everybody loved Georgie boy. I saw George alive, was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love, I said I'm pleased. George attended the opening night of another Broadway hike, but split before the final curtain fell. Deciding to take a shortcut home, arm in arm, they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue. Side street came a New Jersey gang with just one aim, to roll some innocent passerby. There ensued a fearful fight, screams rung out a sidewalk cornerstone. A lover kid, a switchblade knife, he did not intend to take his life. He just pushed his luck a little too far that night. The sight of blood dispersed the gang. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd. George's life ended there, but I ask who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, he said, never wait or hesitate, get in, kid, before it's too late. You may never get another chance, 'cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.
Here's Ricky Lee Jones.
I'm
Annie Lennox from her first solo album, Medusa. What a great album that is. We've got Aretha Franklin stepping up to the mic. Does it get any better?
Take a magic carpet ride. Yes, we will. And we'll tell our smoky friend, hey, don't you forget. Because you got to keep us side by side. Yeah. Oh, me, oh, my.
Me, oh, my.
I am a fool for you, baby.
A woman, Aretha Franklin. I've got Marlene Dietrich with a song from My Fair Lady of All Things.
I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again. And yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again. And yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've gotten used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit you can always break. And yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air, accustomed to her face.
The great Marlene Dietrich. I hope you have been enjoying this musical mix, celebrating the fact that love is love is love. You know, the great poet W.H. Auden said, "Love each other or perish." Amazing words. So I say to you, spread some love, be kind to each other. This is Maria Manhattan thanking you for joining me in the Hudson Cafe. I'll see you next time. And I think we'll go out with Billie Holiday. God bless the child.
But God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Got lots of friends crowding round your door. When you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own.
Upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, like dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret love. Ah.